ധവളാവകുണ്ടനവതീം തേജോമയീം നൈഷ്ടികീം സ്നിഗ്ധാപാന്തവിലോകിനീം ഭഗവതീം മന്ദസ്മിതശ്രീമുഖീം വാത്സല്യാമൃതവർഷിണീം സുമധുരം സങ്കീർത്തനാലാപിനീം ശ്യാമാംഗീ മധുസിക്തസൂക്തിം അമൃതാനന്ദാത്മികാമീശ്വരീം. We'll be discussing the five namas from 21st till the 25th nama. So 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 24th and 25th nama today. So the last nama that we saw, 20th nama, was Om Tara Kanti Tiraskari Nasa Bharana Bhasurai Namaha. So Nasa Bharanam was the description there, Nasa Abharanam. So the ornament in the nose, that was the matter of discussion there, or was being explained or described. So the next part of the face that comes to mind after the nose is the ear, or is the ears. I don't know, are the ears or is the ears. Anyway, that's not an important thing. So it's the ear. So that is being explained. So the ears of Devi is being explained in the 21st nama. Om Kadamba Manjari Klipta Karnapura Manoharayai Namaha. So Karnam. So Karnam means ear. So there is a very beautiful song of Amma that comes to mind whenever I hear the word Karnam. Kannande punya namavarnangal karnatil ennu ketum njan karnatil ketu poymayil kondu കണ്ണീരിൽ എന്നും മുങ്ങും ഞാൻ. കണ്ണൻ്റെ പുണ്യ നാമവർണ്ണങ്ങൾ, കണ്ണൻ്റെ പുണ്യനാമവർണ്ണങ്ങൾ, ദ ഡിവൈൻ നെയിംസ് ഓഫ് കൃഷ്ണ, കർണത്തിൽ എന്നു കേൾക്കും ഞാൻ. വെൻ കർണത്തിൽ, ഇൻ ദ ഇയർ, വെൻ വിൽ ഐ ലിസൺ, എന്നു കേൾക്കും ഞാൻ. എന്നു മീൻസ് when, which day will I hear. Karnathil ketu poymayil kondu kanneeril ennum mungum njan. Like I'll be like the moment I hear to Krishna's name, when Krishna's name falls onto my ear, I will end up in tears. So that's what the shloka, or the song goes. It's a very beautiful song set in Desh Raga. Anyway, so Karna, that's about Karna. Karna means ears. That is what Karna. So Kadamba Manjari Klipta Karnapura Manohara. So Manohara, Manohara means Manoharam. Manoharam means very beautiful, or decorated, we can say. In a way, decorated also is an apt translation for Manoharam. But it, or Manoharam means like which is very beautiful. It's very beautiful. That's what Manoharam. Karnapura. Karnapura means the upper portion of the Karnam. So Karna Upari Bhagam. That's how the commentary of Bhaskarada interprets it. So Karnapura means upper part of Karna. So above the Karnam, just above the Karnam, just above the ear. What do we generally have above the ear? Women generally, and even in cases, it's, traditionally people keep flowers on their ears. That means the flowers will be positioned or supported by the top portion of the ear. So here, Kadamba Manjari Klipta. So Kadamba flowers, Manjari, So manjari means like kadamba manjari means a bunch or a group is what that means. So manjari klipta having. So kadamba manjari klipta karna pubra manuhara. O Devi, your ears are decorated by having kadamba flowers above them. So that's how it is. So kadamba flowers are generally attractive to see. So this means that Devi is keeping kadamba on her ear. So the moment we see Devi's ear, then we can see. Another interpretation also, I think, if I am right, kadamba flowers are a little bit big flowers. It's not small like jasmine or lily. So I think lily is also big. So pardon my ignorance, but kadamba can be considered to be a little bit big flower. So, which means in order to hold the flower, the ear also should be big so that it supports it. That means Devi has a big ear. So a person who has a big ear, that means he'll be able to listen to everybody. So listening capability is more when the ears are big. So my sister has big ears. Therefore, like she always listens to whatever others say. She is always there. If somebody wants to speak to her, somebody wants to share things with her, she is always there. So big ears means listening capability. So here it means that Devi has big ears. That means Devi is always there for us. Like a bhakta just needs to call out and immediately Devi will be there. So Devi is always there to hear to us, whether it is with respect to our sorrows, whether it is with respect to our troubles, or whether it is with respect to knowledge. Whatever it is, whether it is a artha, artha, arti, or jijnyasu, or a jnani, Devi is always there. Devi is always there if we need her. So we just need to call out. It's like Gajendra. Just call out Ishvara, he will automatically be there. So any moment we just call out Amma, we say, Amma, I am in distress now, help me. Then immediately Amma will be there to listen to us. Okay, maybe like it's not, we are not in an era where people can fly or like people can demonstrate spiritual or mystical powers. And these Mahatmas, since they are in an era where mystical powers are very, very, very rare, nobody is there who knows it, and fewer are people who demonstrate or use it. Therefore, they also don't use it, because it's also considering that people, if the moment people see these Mahatmas using mystical powers, we will be going running behind mystical powers rather than Atmajnanam. If somebody says, I'll give you, if you are ready, I'll immediately give you Akasha Gamanam, the Siddhi of Akasha Gamanam. Means traveling through space. So I'll give you Akasha Gamanam immediately. Do you want it? Like, but you will not get moksha in this birth. Then majority of us will say, okay, that is fine. Why? We will be thinking in a crooked way. We'll think, oh, if I get it, then I can go and visit Amma frequently. If I get it, then like whenever my parents come, I can escape. If it is there, like I can go to India and visit my parents. All those things, all these thoughts will come. And we may also, like, because we have learned scriptures, therefore we may also think in a very, very crooked way, saying that, okay, Amma can give us moksha, so I don't need moksha now. I'll gain Akasha Gamanam, I'll daily visit Amma during night, and then I'll get moksha. I'll ask her moksha. All those things we will think. So in order for us to not get deluded, these Mahatmas also don't use those powers. So Amma cannot come in person to us. She cannot listen in person to us in the particular form, but she will always be there. So that's the reason why with devotees we can hear lots of stories about Amma always being there. There have been people, like many people have told me about their experiences with Amma. Experiences like whenever they feel that they need some help, automatically help comes. And the help comes from a person who knows Amma. So it automatically comes. So what is important, like, I have been a devotee of Amma for 3 years. I haven't had any such experience. Maybe that, like, Amma thinks that we don't need the experience, or we may get deluded by the experience, therefore she doesn't demonstrate it. We don't need to get distressed that we don't have such an experience. It is fine, like, it's not no big deal to that in the world to get another person or meet another person who is a devotee of Amma. It's not a big deal, because the world is round. We meet people here and there, so it's not a problem at all. We don't need to get distressed. There should be some meaning behind it. But there are people who, or it can also be that we don't have real surrender, therefore we don't feel it. Or it could also be that we are not open. If we try to analyze our life, if we are real devotees of Amma, maybe not devotees to the extent of Narada, but we are starters, we are jijnyasus, jijnyasu bhaktas of Amma, then if we try to analyze our life, we will find as to at what all points, like, we have had what we call as luck or fate or destiny, wherever, like, that has bestowed its grace upon us, wherever it has helped us, we will be able to find Amma's presence. So that is what is the meaning of this shloka, this nama, that Devi is always there for her devotees. Like, you just need to think. And as Saundari Lahari says in one of the shlokas, that for other devatas we need to ask to get, but for Devi we just need to think in our mind. So vanchita phalam, or like whatever we ask will be given, but with respect to Devi, Amma will give us whatever we need. We just need to think. We don't need to go in person and ask Amma. There have been cases of people, like, who want to ask something to Amma. They go to Amma, like, in Amma's grace. They get immersed in the ocean of Amma's grace. They forget everything. They come back without asking anything. Like Vivekananda, who was told to ask Devi about money or financial support for his family. Each and every time he went and asked, "Oh Devi, give me Vivekam and Vairagyam." So after that, Ramakrishna Paramahamsa himself said, "I will ask Devi, you cannot ask. I will ask Devi and you will get it." So though he didn't ask, still he got. So we will get. So that is what is the import of this nama, is that the moment we think about Devi's karnam, or the kadambam in Devi's karnam, kadamba flower, bunch of flowers above Devi's ear, we should immediately remember Devi is always there to listen to us. Devi is always there to heed to our desires, heed to our troubles, and listen or help us out wherever we need it. So the next nama is Om Tatanga Yukali Bhuta Tapanodupa Mandalayai Namaha. Tatanga Yugali Bhuta Tapanodupa Mandalayai Namaha. So the next thing, like, with respect to the ear, is the earring. So earring is, like, very very popular these days. We can find earrings, like, in ancient times people used to wear earrings in order to protect the opening of the ear. The piercing, ear piercing will get closed, therefore they wear it. But nowadays it has become a fashion, like, of wearing 3 inches, 4 inches, 5 inches long earrings, like which dance when we walk. So that's a different thing. But with respect to Devi, it is more, like, we have to, like, going by the current day, like, the current day people or the current day fashion is no match to Devi's earring. So we'll see here. So Devi's earring, what is Devi's earring? Devi's earring is Tapana Udupa. Tapana Udupa. Tapana Udupa Mandala. So like, okay, pardon the laughing. So Tapana and Udupa. Yeah, so Tapana Udupa. So Devi's earring is Tapanam. Tapana means like we know Tapa. Tapa means burning is called Tapa. So Tapana, like one who is always burning, she is sun. Udupa. Udupa is moon. So sun and moon, mandala, they are orb or they are mandalam. So if we can consider sun like as a round, so a round thing, means like sun's orb or sun itself as a round thing, then that means like we can consider that it, or like we can consider it as the orb of sun is, and the moon, that is Devi's Tatanka Yugali Bhutam. So Tatanka Yugali. So Tatanka Yugali means a pair of earrings. Tatangam means earring. So Bhutam means like having, is what is the meaning here. So Devi has, so in simple words we can say Devi has sun and moon as her earring, or we can say the orb of sun and moon, that is Devi's earring. So that means like we can imagine as to how big Devi's ear will be. So that means we don't need to shout, we just need to even if we are whispering something, still Devi can hear because her ear is so big. So anyway, so that here it, the import or the meaning of this nama is that sun and moon are Devi's earring. So they are Devi's earring means that even sun and moon give light to us. So as like Eka Shloki and many other works say, sun and moon are two things like which give us light. Oh, I get light from electricity. So electric bulb, tube light. So all those like the electricity that we use, all those come from sun directly or indirectly. Therefore sun and moon are the primary source of our light. And Devi has sun and moon, which means Devi is the light of all lights. So this is the same as Yadadityagatam Tejo Jagat Bhasete Kilam Yat Chandramasi Yat Chagnau Tat Tejo Vidhi Mamakam. And it's the same as Tameva Bhantam Anubhati Sarvam Natatra Suryo Bhati Chandradharakam. So that is what is the meaning here. So it's a beautiful song of Amma which says Kadinnu Kadai Manasin Manasai Kanninnu Kannai Vilasunnur Amme. So, oh Amme, it's a beautiful song, like which is a exact copy of Keno Upanishad. So Kadinnu Kadai, you are the ear of the ear. Kadinnu Kadai Manasin Manasai, mind of the mind. Kanninnu Kannai Vilasunnur Amme. So ear of ear, eye of eye, mind of mind. That means that which is behind all this. Light of lights means the light which is behind all lights, which is the Atman or which is Brahman. So here it means, here this Nama means that Devi is the light of all lights. Devi is the supreme light. Devi is that light which is the basis of all other lights. Sorry, that is the meaning or the import here. So what I earlier said was that like current day, if we consider current day fashion, then nobody will be able to be Devi because sun and moon are her earrings. You cannot find any bigger earring than the sun and the moon. And like it will take us many more civilizations to reach that state. Maybe we will never reach that state. Anyway, the next nama is Om Patmaraga Shiladarsha Paribhavi Kapola Bhuve Namaha. So Padmaragam is like one of the a special kind of jewel. So it is like it's not exactly a jewel, but you can consider it as a ruby. So ruby is generally known as Padmaragam. So it is very pure. So it is very pure in the sense that it is like a it reflects so well like a mirror. So if we have a ruby, it reflects what, or like we can see our face and other things in it. But that itself is like is overpowered by Devi's cheek. So kapola bhu means Devi's cheek. So the cheeks of Devi are like reflect, or are more purer, more like reflecting than ruby. So that's what Padmaraga Shila Adarsha. Padmaraga Shila Adarsha. Adarsha means mirror. Padmaraga Shila. Shila means rock or stone. Padmaraga stone, which is like the mirror of Padmaraga stone. The Adarsham, or the mirror reflection that we see, or reflecting surface that we see in Padmaraga, in the Padmaraga stone. Paribhavi. Paribhavi means it concurs, like it's more. Kapola bhu, Devi's cheeks are more fairer, or that's in one of the sides, so more reflecting than mirrors of ruby. So Bhaskar Raya goes one further step in beautifully explaining that when Sadashiva sees Devi, when Sadashiva comes to Devi, he can see his own face in Devi's cheek. So that's how Bhaskar Raya gives in his commentary. So that means Devi's cheeks are more purer, more reflecting than ruby, or than the reflecting surface of Padmaraga. So what here the Vedantic interpretation, or the import that we can take from here, is that a Mahatma is like a mirror. So Amma always says that a Mahatma is a mirror. That's the reason why we may ask Amma, "Oh Amma, aren't you sad with whatever is happening in the world? People are dying. So farmers committing suicide. Last year farmers committed a lot of suicide. Therefore Amma talked to the ministers of the state, and then she decided to donate money and use it so that farmers don't commit suicide. Similarly with the case tsunami and other natural calamities as well. But if Amma is always immersed in thinking about these suffering people, then how will she be able to laugh at any point of time? So that's the reason, like that's why, like, we always see Amma as happy as well as sad, depending on the person who comes to Amma. One person, when he goes to Amma, Amma will be crying. The very next moment Amma will be laughing, because Mahatmas are like a mirror in which we can see our own reflection. So our views, our mind is reflected there, and we can experience it. So that's the reason why when people go to attack Amma, they themselves fall down. They themselves become a prey to their own attack, because Mahatmas are a mere mirror. So what is the advantage for us? If we have real surrender, if we have real devotion to Amma, the moment we go to Amma, we will be able to judge ourselves. Even as we can judge our own form in a mirror by seeing a mirror, similarly, when we go to Mahatmas, we will be able to find out as to what we are lacking. We will be able to find our weaknesses. We will be able to find our strength. So by this, like, we will be able to judge our progress. We will be able to proceed in the spiritual path. We will be able to conquer our weaknesses and strengthen our strong points or strengths, so that we will very soon realize. So that is the import here. So the next nama is Om Navavidruma Bimbasri Nyakkari Radhanachadai Namaha. సో నవ విధ్రుమ బింబశ్రీ న్యక్కారి రదనచ్చద. సో హియర్ దేవీస్ లిప్స్ ఆర్ బీయింగ్ లైక్ స్పోకన్. సో ఆఫ్టర్ ద చీక్ ద వెరీ నెక్స్ట్ థింగ్ దట్ కమ్స్ ఆఫ్టర్ ద చీక్ ఈస్ లిప్. సో రదనచ్చద, సో రదనచ్చద మీన్స్ లిప్స్. సో దేవీస్ లిప్స్, సో వీ కెన్ వెరీ వెల్ ఇమాజిన్ సిన్స్ వీ ఆర్ ఇన్ అన్ ఎరా ఆర్ లైక్ ఇన్ ఏ ఇన్ ఎ వర్ల్డ్ వేర్ లైక్ పీపుల్ ఆర్ యూస్ టు లాట్స్ ఆఫ్ లిప్స్టిక్ అండ్ అదర్ మేకప్స్. సో వీ కెన్ వెరీ వెల్ ఇమాజిన్ యాజ్ టు హౌ ఏ బ్యూటిఫుల్ ఉమన్ లైక్ దేవి విల్ బీ, హర్ లిప్స్ విల్ బీ. సో బట్ అన్లైక్ the current day women are like unlike ourselves, we have to use makeup in order to make our lips look attractive, beautiful. But with respect to Devi, it is natural. So Devi's lips is bright red, so that is what is the nama says. So nava vidhruma, so nava vidhruma, nava means like new and vidruma bimba, so vidruma and bimba. So vidruma is coral fruit and bimba is another fruit. So both those fruits, red fruits, so those red fruits, shri means shriyam or like kanti or brightness we can say, or light we can say. So that means the red color, red light of these fruits that are overpowered. Nyakkari, nyakkurute means overpowered or is overpowered by Devi's radhanachada, so Devi's lips. So Devi's lips are far more red than these fruits or the light or the red light that is being like sent out by this fruit, or the red color we can simply say Devi's lips are very red in color. So we'll come to the Vedantic input after the next shloka. So the next, sorry, after the next nama. So the next nama is Om Shuddha Vidyankurakara Dujapanti Dvayojvala. So after the lips, cheeks and lips, the next thing that comes is teeth. So teeth is being explained here. So Shuddha Vidhyam Kurakara Dvijapankti Dvayojvala. So Dvijapankti. So Dvijapankti. So Dvijapankti means two sets, two rows, or the upper and the lower set of teeth. So Devi's upper and lower set of teeth that denote Shuddha Vidya Ankura. Ankuram. So Shuddha Vidya Ankura Akara. So Ankura Akara. Akara means of the form of, or like, or standing for. Akara means of the form. Ankuram. Ankuram means seed. Seed of what? Shuddha Vidya Ankuram. So Shuddha Vidya Ankura. So Shuddha Vidya Ankura. So it has to be split as Shuddha Vidya Ankuram. So Shuddha Vidya Ankura Akara. So Shuddha Vidya. Shuddha Vidya means pure knowledge. Sri Vidya we can consider, or we can consider as ultimate knowledge. So Devi's teeth, so Devi's two sets of teeth, the symbol, or like they denote, or they stand for the seed or the seeds of pure knowledge. And Dvaya Ujjvala. Ujjvala Dvayam. They are Ujjvalam. So Ujjvalam means like they are very, very bright, or very, very much shining. So here it means that Devi's beauty is being, becomes like increases by the two rows of teeth which denote Shuddha Vidya. So coming to the Vedantic import of this nama, so this nama means that whenever we see Devi's teeth, You should remember that stands for Shuddha Vidya Ankura. Shuddha Vidya Ankura. So they are seeds of Shuddha Vidya. They are seeds of pure knowledge. And Devi's lips are red in color. So red means attractive. So any moment we see Devi's face, rather than we speaking out our sorrows, the moment we see a Devi's face which has red lips, immediately we should get attracted to it. Even as we get attracted to a woman who is who has like worn red or rose, very red or bright red lipstick, like we get automatically we get attracted, our attention automatically goes without our own or without ourselves knowing it, our attention goes to that particular woman when we see the bright red lips. So whenever we see Devi, we should remember, oh Devi, your lips are so attractive. So that means lips are attractive. So means that we need to give attention to Devi's lips. Oh, are you telling that we need to get we need to love Devi, like worldly love? That is what you are meaning as attraction? No, we need to get or focus our attention onto Devi's lips. Why? The moment we focus on Devi's lips, or our attention is on Devi's lips, we will start our like chattering. We will stop our pestering or like crying out our sorrows. When we focus on Devi's lips, immediately Devi will open her mouth. If we don't speak, there is only one option for Devi. Devi will speak. So a mother, whenever when we analyze a mother and her child, so when the child is speaking, the mother will always be listening. So the general nature or the very nature of child is that it always wants to speak. So it will be speaking and speaking, and the mother will be patiently and have like full attention and listen to what the child says. But any moment the child stops saying anything, immediately the mother will start speaking. Okay, maybe it's that like the mother will not start speaking Vedanta, but mother will say, why are you not speaking? She will get worried. But it means that if the child is not speaking, then the mother will automatically speak. So if we stop speaking, there is no other option for Devi than speaking. And add to it that our attention goes towards Devi's lips. So that means we are expecting something out of it. Devi will open her mouth. So when she opens or parts her lips, what is inside the lips, or like what is covered by the lips? It's the teeth, or the two rows of teeth, Dvijapankti, which denotes Shuddha Vidya Ankurakara, Shuddha Vidya Ankuram. So that means the moment we stop our pestering, the moment we stop speaking, Devi will speak. So these two namas, whenever we remember or we see Devi's lips and remember Devi's teeth, we should remember, I should stop speaking. I know that like Devi's ears are big. She is always listening. She is always there to listen. But just because she is always there to listen doesn't mean I have to misuse her. I will lose a lot of things if I speak. Instead, if Devi speaks, then automatically she will speak what is good for me. Whereas if I speak, I may speak like out of my sorrow. I may speak out of my ragadvesham. And I may ask wrong things. Whereas if Devi speaks, Devi knows what I really need. She will guide me rightly. And out of Devi's lips, we will get Shuddha Vidya or pure knowledge. So that is what is the import of the last two namas. That it's also important, like that whenever we go to Amma, it is right that we need to ask certain things. We need to ask Amma or say to Amma, Amma, I'm going to do this. I'm going to join Chinmaya mission. It is essential. Certain things are essential, but we should remember, even when we are saying or going to tell something to Amma, we should remember that Amma knows everything. We don't need to tell her anything. But we need to tell because certain things are required, certain things are not required. We are not in a state where we can leave everything to Amma and say, Amma, I don't want to say anything, I don't want to ask anything. You know what is good for me, give me, it's fine. We are not in that state. So as long as we are not in that state, we have to openly ask and say to Amma, only that will help us. But it is always good to remember that Amma or Devi always knows whatever is happening. She knows what is good for us. She knows whatever is happening. So we may have to ask or say things to Amma or Devi, considering our state, our current day state, but we should remember that going forward, like, we should progress to a state wherein we don't have to say anything. We are just content with whatever Devi gives, whether it is bad or good, it doesn't matter. Whatever Devi gives, we should be content with it. That is the goal. If we attain such a state, then automatically we'll be guided in the right direction. So that's the reason why many people go and ask Amma a lot of things. Amma gives them advices. Amma gives them worldly resolutions. But for a person who doesn't ask anything, he just surrenders to Amma, Amma will always be there to protect him. So such a person will alone be guided in the right direction, because Amma will then be speaking to him. Devi will be speaking to him. So don't mistake my usage of comparing Amma with Devi. So using Amma, or like taking the example of Amma for whatever we are learning, because Lalita Sahasranama denotes Devi, Lalitambika, and Amma, who is better than Amma for us to learn as to how Devi is, how Devi will be, because Amma is a paripurna avataram of Devi. We'll continue with the namas in the next day. Hari Om.